Hello, this is the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshovsky with the 12-Minute Shiur number 3, What is Kiddush? The answer may surprise you. We say surprise because, well, we all know what Kiddush or Kiddush is, right? It's the blessing or bracha of Kiddush, of sanctification, that we recite over wine on Shabbat and festivals. But according to Halakha, how it got to be this way, how it actually developed, is just a bit complicated, which to our mind makes it interesting. As always, there's something to learn, so let's get to it. We begin on the source sheet, and you can find the link on our webpage right under the title for this shiur, on lines 2 through 4, with the famous pasuk from the Ten Commandments, Zachor ad Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it. Okay, that's a positive mitzvah, a thou shalt. And how are we to fulfill this positive mitzvah to remember? The Talmud, in the text on lines 9 through 16, tells us the following. And what we have here is a halachic midrash. That is, the text purports to tell us the halachic or legal meaning of the verse that we just read. And the text goes like this, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, Zochreu al Hayayin B'Knisato. Remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it. Remember, that is, to mention it over wine at its beginning. The Hebrew root Zayin Kaf Resh for Zachor, or Zachor, carries the sense of to mention, to say, or to declare. So, for example, the word zecher in the Bible is a synonym for shem or name, something that is called on a person. The Midrash is telling us that the Torah's remember the Sabbath is in fact a requirement to make an oral statement to sanctify it, to declare it holy. Now, the Midrash goes on. Ein li ela b'layla. This informs us only about Kiddush at night. But where do we learn the requirement to remember or mention Shabbat during the day? That is, to declare the holiness of Shabbat at the noon meal. Talmud lomar zachor et yom ha-Shabbat. The text says, remember the Sabbath day, which means you say a Kiddush during the day as well. So we say Kiddush twice, at the evening meal on Friday night and at Shabbat lunch. Our next two texts from Rambam's Mishneh Torah explain each of these Kiddushim. The first, lines 22 through 26, is from Hilchot Shabbat, chapter 29, Halakha 2. This is the text, or nusach, of Kiddush, and the text we find here is almost identical to the Kiddush we recite at the Friday evening meal. We don't translate it here, because you can look it up in a prayer book. Now, if you're wondering, by the way, well, where is the blessing Borei Pri Hagafen? Remember, that blessing or bracha is not the Kiddush. Borei Pri Hagafen doesn't sanctify anything. It's simply the blessing we say before we drink wine on any day of the week. The actual Kiddush, or sanctification, is the blessing that ends with the words Mikadesh HaShabbat, blessed are you who sanctifies the Sabbath, highlighted in red on the source sheet. Now, in Hilchot Shabbat 29, number 10, lines 31 through 36 on the source sheet, Rambam tells us about the daytime Kiddush. It is a mitzvah to recite the blessing over wine on Shabbat during the day before eating the second meal, which would be lunch. This is called Kiddushah Rabbah, the Great Kiddush. You recite Borei Pri Hagafen with no other bracha, drink the wine, wash your hands, and eat. The Great Kiddush is actually not a Kiddush at all, because it does not mention sanctification, Mikadesh HaShabbat. Most commentators explain that this is because sanctification is unnecessary. We sanctified Shabbat when we said Kiddush at our meal last night. The word great, or Rabbah, in this title is often explained as a euphemism, because let's face it, this is the shortest so-called Kiddush of them all. What really is so great about it? The point is that the blessing called Kiddush is recited over wine, and we drink that wine at the Shabbat evening and lunchtime meals. Hence the very important detail we learn in lines 39 through 47. In the Talmud Psachim 101a, we learn Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Su'uda. Kiddush must be recited where one eats the festive meals, which means, as Rashi tells us, V'im Kiddush V'lo Sa'ad Lo Yatza Yedei Kiddush. If one recites Kiddush and does not eat at that place, one has not fulfilled the obligation. The real Kiddush is the one we recite at the meal. So why then does the congregation recite Kiddush on Friday evening, following the tefillah near the end of the service? Well, it's recited traditionally because centuries ago, when synagogues served as guest houses for travelers, those travelers did take their meals in the synagogue, and the congregation would say Kiddush for them, just in case they didn't know how to do it for themselves. Now, that minhag, or practice, has stuck in many communities, but remember, it is not the Kiddush that fulfills the mitzvah of Zachor, remember the Sabbath day. That real Kiddush is the one we recite over wine at the meal. Or is it? Let's take a look at the text on lines 52 through 60, again from Rambam. Mitzvat aseh min haTorah likadesh et yom haShabbat bidvarim, sheneemar zachor et yom haShabbat lekodesho, kilomar zochrehu zechirat shevach vekiddush. It is a positive mitzvah of the Torah to sanctify Shabbat with words. Remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it, that is, to say, remember it with a statement of praise and sanctification. Now, note that the Rambam doesn't mention wine. He doesn't say anything about a Shabbat meal. That comes in the next text, lines 65 through 68, where he tells us, Midivrei Sofrim, Likadesh al Hayayin, Ulahavdil al Hayayin. It is a rabbinic ordinance. The phrase in the Rambam, Midivrei Sofrim, is how he translates into Hebrew the Aramaic Midirabanan, which is the Talmud's way of describing a rabbinic ordinance or enactment. It's a rabbinic ordinance to recite Kiddush and Havdalah over wine. Now, what have we got here? In Rambam's conception of things, and by the way, his opinion is shared by many, though not all of the Rishonim, the leading commentators on the Talmud. But in his conception, the halachic midrash that establishes the requirement of Kiddush over wine, that's all the way back at lines 9 through 16, Zochrehu al Hayayin, remember Shabbat over wine, that midrash is not the literal source of the requirement to say Kiddush over wine. The real source, according to Rambam, lies not in the Torah, but in an enactment of the ancient rabbis. The Midrash Zochrehu al Hayayin mentions Shabbat over wine is an asmachta, which we define in line 68 and 69 as a rhetorical device, maybe a homiletical device, a drash that pegs the rabbinic rule to a verse in the Torah. The verse itself requires only zachor, that we say something to sanctify Shabbat, to declare it holy, lekadesho. The Torah gives us some flexibility as to how we fulfill this requirement. That means the Torah itself does not require that we do this over wine at a nice big dinner. For example, take the Magen Avraham, a 17th century commentator to the Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, and we find that text on lines 74 through 80. He says that the fourth bracha in the Shabbat evening tefillah, the bracha which ends with the words Mikadesh HaShabbat, serves as Kiddush. It fulfills the mitzvah. We have mentioned the day and we've sanctified it with those words. Now, because traditionally one recites the evening tefillah before one sits down to the evening meal, we have already fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush before wine ever arrives at the table. So the statement, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Su'uda, Kiddush must be recited where one eats the festive meal, back there on line 41, must be referring to the Kiddush enacted by the rabbis, but not to the Kiddush established by the Torah itself, which apparently doesn't require a meal. As to why the rabbis made that enactment, well, it seems they had their own idea of how Shabbat was meant to be sanctified, that it is a matter of celebration as well as holiness. So they took the mitzvah of Kiddush, which according to Rambam originated as a simple statement of praise, and then they made it specific. They required that this Kiddush be transformed into a celebration worthy of their idea of how Kavod Shabbat and Oneg Shabbat, a Shabbat worthy of honor and delight, ought to be observed. And in practice, this so-called rabbinical Kiddush has become the only way that Shabbat is declared holy. The Mishnah Brura, the authoritative early 20th century commentary to Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim, tells us in the text on lines 84 through 94 that we follow the rule mitzvot tzrichot kavana. Mitzvot require intention. That is, you don't fulfill a mitzvah merely by performing an act. Rather, you have to perform that action with specific intent to fulfill the mitzvah. And let's face it, nobody intends to fulfill the Torah's mitzvah of Kiddush during the Friday evening tefillah. We intend to fulfill it properly. The Mishnah Berurah uses the word kiddin. According to the rules, we intend to fulfill it at the meal, over wine. Not because we have to do it that way, but because that's the way really we're supposed to do it, according to the rabbis, and we really would not want to do it any other way. So the story, as told by these halachic sources, goes something like this. Originally, the Torah allowed us to perform the mitzvah of Kiddush verbally in any number of ways. In theory, we can still do so. In practice, though, we, the Jewish people, have voted with our feet, or better, with our tables and chairs and kiddush cups, and have accepted the rabbi's enactment of Kiddush over wine and at the meal as the way, the only way, and the proper way to sanctify Shabbat. This has been the 12-minute shiur number 3 from the Freehof Institute of Progressive Halakha. Thanks for learning with us.